For the 19th century Oxford group, out of which 12-step programs emerged, redemption from sin was core to its mission. Indeed, it was often referred to as a first-century Christian fellowship. Yet if we look at the life, mission, and ministry of the historical Jesus, we see that his was primarily a ministry of healing, not redemption from sin. In the Gospel of Mark we read, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Sinners here is something of a misnomer. At the time of Jesus, the poor, the powerless, the outsiders, those who couldn't afford to observe sabbatical obligations, these were the people who were referred to as sinners by the religious authorities. It was to the sinned against that Jesus ministered. The Gospels abound with words of compassion. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. She felt in her body that she was healed. Jesus understood that these so-called sinners needed comfort, healing, and liberation, not penitence. But Jesus' deepest concern and compassion was for children. Against the custom of the time, he constantly reached out to them and reserved his sharpest rebuke for those who would harm them. "It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea, than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble." In the face of the brokenness of a childhood blighted by parental alcoholism, would Jesus demand that the exact nature of our sins be itemized? Would he demand we be ready to have him remove our defects of character? Would he not say instead, "Stand up, take your mat of shame, and go home"?